I'd like to thank our sponsor, Brandon Moyer of Made to Be Clean Cleaning Services. They use low toxic cleaning solutions to make your home or office clean and healthy. Made to Be Clean, your hive, our purpose. 484-509-7197. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. Welcome back to the show. We are back in the studio here. We are with Justin Perella. We are on a special show here.
That's right.
Not a special edition, but a special show. Well, we're always special.
Alert.
That's right. No, we're back here because, you know, one of the things that we talked about right before the show started is that, you know, it's not all about the rate.
Right.
Which is what the show's called. Not all about the rate. And I'll tell you why, because there's so much other things that go on in a real estate transaction that's not just the rate, right?
Yeah, and we need some positivity. So I think everybody's getting hung up on the rate, and that's, you know, again, like we said, it's cyclical.
Yeah.
So rates are going to come and go. Mm-hmm. Let's not stop the real estate market because the rates go up a little bit.
Yes.
And let's focus on payment.
Yeah, so let's just go this
sure.
way, okay? So get the house you want,
mm-hmm.
and if it's not the rate you want, get the rate you want later.
Yeah. Let's
get
be comfortable with the
payment. 2 years from now, right?
Correct.
Right.
Look, let's focus on what's my max. That's why you come to a lender to get you pre-approved so that you know what your limits are.
Yeah, of course.
So whether you want it to be 1200 and it's, you know, it's 13 is your limit, well, 1250 is okay for now because it's temporary. And as soon, believe me, we are going to let you know when
yeah.
rates come down.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we will let you know. That's part of how we do business.
It's called refinancing.
Correct.
Isn't it?
And
isn't that the term?
And we were spoiled.
He's very serious about this topic.
I'm passionate about it. Because
very serious. Your hair's fixed. You shouldn't worry about it. He should have seen his hair before. Holy mackerel. He had this thing sticking up.
And
it was kind of like, it looked like a rooster or something. I wasn't sure what that was.
It's Vindiat.
Yeah, exactly. But you can refinance. And
yeah.
there's no limit to that, right?
Correct. So 30-year, you had a great point. You said you do a 30-year mortgage, but that doesn't mean you're locked in. You
yeah.
can't do anything for 30 years.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So if the rates go down, which it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go
yep.
down. If they go down, you know, somebody can come to you after that and say, hey, you know what? We want to get this new rate.
Yeah, I'm telling all my clients that I will discount their appraisal, you know, because
you
that's
go.
The big one that, you know, I'm worried about. And think about it this way too. If you're in a program and you're paying mortgage insurance and the way houses are increasing in
yeah.
value, you could be out of mortgage insurance. If you put 10% down in 2 years, you may have that other 10%.
Exactly. That's true because it's happening so fast.
Yeah.
Now, appreciation slowing up.
Okay.
A little bit, but it's still good. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's still good, but appreciation is going to slow up and we call it deceleration.
Okay.
Not losing equity. We call it deceleration. So that means that basically the rate at which your house is appreciating slowed up a little bit.
What was the high?
Oh my gosh, it was close to 19% at one point.
Well,
last 2 years were like anywhere, depends on where you were in the country, anywhere between 15% and 20%.
Yeah.
So obviously that is not sustainable. We talk about this a lot. Pete Heim and I talk about this, is that, you know, 20% increase in housing.
Oh my gosh, nobody could afford.
Exactly. You can't survive at that
right.
rate. It was crazy because of inventory, because of the COVID thing being over, all those things. So with that being said, that's going to decelerate a
yep.
little bit. It's going to slow up that pace. But we probably will see 9 to 10% this year yet.
And you're still paying towards that mortgage every month, so it's not
absolutely.
The principal down.
Absolutely.
I'm actually glad you brought up that different states, because I also want the listeners out there to realize that there's different rates for states too. So it's not
even know that.
Yeah. So
learning something new.
Pretty much like gas, I would say.
Okay.
It's not like you're going to have 2% versus 6%, but it's going to be within a quarter, maybe a half a percent. You know, in New York, they may have 5.25%. They
right.
might be at 6. So it is different. A
right,
bit. And
right.
I called my Philly friends. I called, you know, some out of states, but we're all in around the same rates,
which is around 6% right now.
Correct.
But that's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary.
Yeah.
So just remember, buy the house, you know, get the house you want. Later on, get the rate you want.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's just a delay. Yeah. It's not a big deal.
It is. And like I said, nobody's hiding that from you. You know, we want to refinance you. We want to save you the most money because that builds your equity in your home faster so that maybe you can look to transfer that equity into a new property.
And I'll tell you what's happening already, too. You know, we talk about inventory has come up a little bit. It's been over 400 now for several weeks. We were down in the 287 range at one point. Wow. So now it's above 400. It was at 427 or 428 yesterday. It now dropped down to 408. So there's stuff moving. And that's typical from the weekend. What ends up happening is over the weekend, you get a lot of pendings and things, but they don't go pending till Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So you're going to see usually Monday and Tuesday is the lowest point of inventory. And then it starts to jack up again, up hopefully higher. I would love to see us up close to 500 homes very soon.
Oh my
that would
gosh,
be wonderful.
Yes. And you also said something before the show about not only the inventory, but you're seeing inspections going up.
Yeah.
And you're also seeing, and I am too, from the lending side, because I feel like every pre-approval I was putting together for like 6 months was no inspections, pay the transfer, pay this, we'll mow their lawn for a year at the next place.
Yeah. You know, pet their dogs, gosh, you know, whatever.
What else?
Buy them chewing gum, whatever else you could figure out.
What do these poor buyers have to do to get in these houses? So you're seeing that rebound a little bit, less additions on the pre-approvals, in your opinion?
And yes, absolutely. Good. You're seeing a lot of that stuff back off. And like I said, the first agreement that I've been involved in over the past 2 years or the past 3 years, the first one was last week. They asked for a whole house inspection. And it was still the better offer. And I'll tell you why. It was they did a better appraisal gap, and they did it was the higher price. And the better appraisal gap. And there were some other things in there. But the thing that's amazing is that it survived the house inspection.
Right.
So those are going to start
the
creeping.
Bids, meaning out of all the bids.
Out of all the bids, the actual house inspection. Huh. And it was a VA buyer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, VA good. Buyer.
VA's not as scary as
No, people. There's nothing wrong with it.
And you're helping a veteran.
And here's what I found recently, Justin. I never even thought about this. There's some people that are going VA and FHA because is the rate lower?
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing I found. I had an FHA buyer come in on a listing I had. It was one of the best offers. They didn't get picked, but they were putting 20% down. The only reason they were going FHA is because of the rate.
Yep.
They said they could get a better rate for the rate. So they were actually putting 20% down.
So they were still
doing it. And actually, when I talked to the lender, there was one of my listings. So I talked to the lender and they said that, the only reason they went that way is for the rate. Their credit was good. Everything else was good. So I guess for some reason that day it was a better rate.
Well, I locked one of our great veterans at 5.625.
Wow.
Same credit score was 6 around. Now there was a little bit of points to get there, but it was worth it because, you know, for that
rate.
Might not have to refi so soon.
Yep.
But that's interesting. I'm not seeing FHA come back, but it's not a swear word.
No, it's not. Which it was for a little bit, is a shame.
You couldn't even mention that.
Yeah, I know. If you said FHA, people were like, nope, not going to take it. Not going to take it. It's amazing. So, so that's what I'm seeing. So inventory's up. Inspections are slowly creeping back a little bit. You're going to see, the amount of offers. Maybe it won't be as many.
Okay.
Which is okay. This is all good stuff. It's all good stuff. If you're a buyer, you should be, there's one small thing right now, which is the rate. Okay. That's not quite in the buyer's favor, but guess what? It is in reality.
Yeah.
Because one, you can change it, but also what it's doing is it's putting less people into the market. Mm-hmm. There's less buyers because they're waiting to see if the rate goes down. And the other thing is that it's going to start slowing down that appreciation.
Yes.
So as that happens, that now becomes a buyer advantage.
Correct. And
you know,
we
it
need more
time.
Buyer advantages, like you said.
So yeah, absolutely.
What are you seeing as far as sellers not listing their homes? Because I know that was a big problem. And I know I spoke. I asked you this question a couple months ago. I said, well, if they would all list their homes while they're looking, wouldn't that open up a lot more inventory? And
it's a catch-22. Yeah, you're exactly right. If people would take the chance and put it on the market, and it's not a chance. There's one thing I can tell you right now. I'll look in the camera and say this. We will not put you on the street if your house sells before you find something.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't do that. It's very bad publicity for a realtor to put you on the street.
I would think.
Very bad publicity, yeah. Do you tend to get less referrals when you do that? I'm just telling you. So what I want to say, so what, this is what people are doing. There's a couple things you can do as a seller. You can, you know, say to the buyers or say to the buyer community, as you put it on the market, you can put a little note in MLS that says the seller, you know, will not be moving or will not be following through with any agreement until they find the next house.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. In fact, people do it all the time. Then you would say, okay, well, then what does the buyer do? Well, hopefully if the buyer can either A, if they're in rent, stay where they're at, and then give their 60-day notice or 30-day notice the second the seller says they have a place to go. The other thing they can do is if they're worried about the rate or they just want to lock in or they just want to settle on that house, they can say to Mr. and Mrs. Seller, hey, by the way, I will let you live in there after we settle.
Oh, yeah.
You can rent the house back from me. And it's a post-possession, but it's a rent back is what happens at that point.
I have a client doing that right now.
And then that way the buyer knows that their mortgage is done. The seller, wonderful for the seller, if they have a lot of equity, their equity's now in their bank account waiting to find the next property.
And now they're more attractive.
Exactly, because now they have no contingency anymore.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things we can do.
It's got to be, obviously, if they're renting or living with them. That's great for first-time home buyers, though.
Absolutely. I mean, first-time home buyers, living at parents, home or rent. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, okay.
So that's how we work through it. And, you know, all this stuff has to be worked out, but that's what, as your realtor, that's our job. Yeah. Let us take on the stress of doing that, and we'll guide you through it. And like I said, I can guarantee you we'll never put you on the street. That is not a good thing, not good for realtors. So we'll work it out somehow.
Yeah.
We'll always work it out.
No, you will. Yeah. So you had no doom and gloom here.
There is no doom and gloom.
Came to the wrong place.
Yeah, that's right, darn it. You're not going to listen to this show and go doom and gloom. Is there anything else going on in the real estate world that you've seen or anything that, you know, you can give advice or anything at all? Hugo, do you have anything?
You know, you probably have talked about this before, but what is the difference between an FHA and a conventional loan? And what are the benefits, especially for first-time home buyers?
Sure. That's for you, Justin.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And we get this all the time. And really, the main thing comes down to the appraisal for the sellers, because the FHA is going to be a little bit more strict. They're going to look for, chipping paint. They're going to look for any railings that might be missing.
Safety issues.
Great.
Health and safety, I guess they say, right?
Chipping paint, and then any cracks in the sidewalks. But other than that, to the seller,
it's not a whole lot.
It's not a whole lot. Now, 3.5% is the minimum down on FHA. There's 3% available for conventional. The rates, as Brad alluded to, in some cases, you're lower with FHA. Seller's assist is a big one. You can get more seller's assist with FHA, 6% versus 3%. Now, obviously, we're not seeing a lot of seller credit, but there's, again, ways to be creative with seller credit that even some sellers will buy into. And then the biggest one that is more of an advantage for lower credit score clients that do get approved conventional but would prefer going FHA is the mortgage insurance. In FHA, it's a fixed percentage. Mm-hmm. It's 0.85, no matter if you've got 580, which is the minimum FHA will approve, to, 800.
You're talking about credit score when you say 580.
Credit score, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
But on a conventional, that percentage or that rate for mortgage insurance could be 1%, 2%. All depends on how high your credit score is. Now, down payment obviously affects that as well. But in most cases, you're getting a lower rate. Lower mortgage insurance if your credit's on the lower side, but approvable through conventional. Sure. So it's a shame, because FHA is not a swear word, as I said, and it's a great program. And most of the programs that are government programs with first-time home buyers, which give you benefits, upfront closing costs help, those are going through FHA guidelines. So, we need sellers to understand that we'll get through this, especially if the buyer's willing to help repair some stuff.
Yeah. And that happens too. If there's a ton of peeling paint and the buyer's willing to help out, there's nothing that says they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a definite possibility there. And there's been a lot of that going on with FHA. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good question, Hugo.
Yeah, it's a great question.
We did cover that obviously a long time ago, but that was good to recap that.
And obviously VA loan, you've had to be a veteran.
Yes, right. Correct. Yeah. Right. And they're, again, when I first started, VAs took 60 days, we would quote.
Yeah.
My first loan when I got to Contour was a VA, and I was sweating. We got it done in 3 weeks.
Wow, that's fast.
So it's...
Government loans are a little different than they used to be.
They are. I think they've streamlined the process since COVID. You know, they've realized that, you know, how to get more efficient because maybe they weren't doing so much business or as much business. So, and it also comes down to we do it well. So we're ordering things ahead of time for our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool, cool, cool. Is there anything else you can think of? I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. That was not all about the rate, just so you know.
No.
It wasn't. I mean, we talked about a lot of the things besides the rate, right? Yeah, we talked about, what other things did we talk about? I'm trying to think of here. I don't know. Talked a lot of different things.
We covered a lot of bases.
Yeah, come on. It's not all doom and gloom. God darn it. Justin said it before.
Cheer up, puppies.
Cheer up. It's all good. Thanks, Justin, for coming in today. I appreciate it. He was kind of a pinch hitter, too. We figured out that we had somebody cancel, but we got to get you in more often on a regular schedule. We'll do that. All right?
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Take care. There you go. It's not all about the rate, everybody. Go out and buy a house. You can change the rate. But you can't always find that house later on, so that's a big deal. Go out there and buy what you want, and we'll change that rate later by refinancing through Justin, all right? All right. See you. Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.